2 Tango Mobile.
Tango, this is W4HI. Name is Bruce, B-R-U-C-E.
Rusty Kirkpatrick, W2T. You and I have talked before. How do you like this nice wet afternoon we got?
Spent the afternoon working, planting some trees in the yard yesterday, and watching the solar eclipse through a pin box, and it was just wonderful weather for doing it. A little bit of wind, you know, dry, low humidity, you know, it really was great. And then, of course, you know, today, this is just a beautiful rain. I've got a off-duty job to do this afternoon in Clemson, watch one of the ball games there. Over.
I didn't watch yesterday's eclipse because 6.5 years ago I watched the one that passed right over us and got some pictures of it, things like that. So as they say, once you've seen one eclipse, they're about the same unless you happen to be somewhere else where there's something extensional going on. So anyway, but I did some work around the house yesterday, and getting off, I headed off to meet someone, to pick up someone that's going, we're going to lunch together. So that's what I'm going to do this afternoon, and do laundry and things like that. All the things that a bachelor has to do around his house.
I feel foolish for missing the 2017 one. This is our second time living here in the upstate. We sold our house that we built in 1992 in 2016. And so I had friends, I had relatives that went and came up to Hartwell and pulled their boat in there, and they really enjoyed it. But they went to Kentucky to see it again. So, but he's a astronomical kind of guy. So, it was one of those things where I drive 750 miles from southeast Florida where we were living, and with the possibility that, you know, it'd get cloudy. So, obviously, I misread that one. Over.
Folks that made the trip out to New Mexico or someplace out that way, and they were worried about it being, because they were predicting some nasty, really nasty weather for them out there, overcast sky, and after they made the trip out there, and then they found out that, no, it wasn't, so they got to, the sky cleared off, and they had a chance to see it good, so. But like I said, I saw the one, and in fact, I operated as with a special event station part of that the whole week that eclipse occurred around here, so gave out lots of contacts over those six days we worked these special events.
Special events?
No, this was back in 2017 when that one came through here and was right over us. We were a bunch of us from the Upstate South Carolina DX Association. We got together and did a special event for that week and made a lot of contacts for that.
Idea of it. Because the best part of it's only four or five minutes long, or, well, I guess it's 20 minutes long, something like that. It seemed like the one that had here in upstate ran much longer, is that correct?
Yeah, the one that passed over has lasted longer because we got to see more of it. I mean, because we were in the direct path of it. So it lasted about, I think somebody timed it to just a hair over 30 minutes in our area. So anyway, but like I said, I was out there long enough to catch the complete full eclipse and was able to get a couple of pictures of it and things like that. But I pretty much had other things to do and stayed out of the possible blindness situation out there. And I was just taking it easy. And being an old retired guy like I am and a widower, you know, you do things that keep you busy.
Repeater, I'm here in Seneca with just where it's really hilly, and I'm just a unity gain antenna on the roof of the car. So, hey, 7-3, I think that was really fun doing a special event station. That was really a great idea. 7-3, W4HI, Seneca.
All right, Bruce, you have a good afternoon. Rest of the afternoon, watch this nice rain water your trees. Talk to you later. W4HI, W2T Mobile.